Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another grave day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. I'm ready for things to turn great. They're saying make America great again. No, not exactly that. But it would be terrific to get back to a few great days of accomplishment, of moving in the right direction, of optimism, and maybe confronting problems. China has confronted a problem of video game addiction. How? Well, they're just going to stop it. They're going to stop it by putting limits on how much young people under the age of 18, can spend their time in video games. And meanwhile, here in the United States, this from the Wall Street Journal just today, COVID-19 hospitalizations nationwide crossed above 100,000 last week. That's hospitalizations for the second time in the pandemic. Overwhelming caregiver capacity in several states. Keeping ahead of demand is harder now than during earlier surges, according to doctors, nurses, and hospital executives. Patients with other illnesses returned to hospitals this year, leaving fewer open beds as COVID-19 cases soared. The demand is most acute in the ICUs, the intensive care units, which care for the most critical patients and need highly trained medical staff. Hospitals are short-staffed and unable to recruit enough nurses and respiratory therapists who are exhausted as the pandemic wears on. With family members, as you know, in the nursing business, I can certify they are desperate for person power. And right now isn't a shortage of respirators as at the beginning of the pandemic. For nine states with the highest ICU occupancy rates, and with some of them it's over 50% of the ICUs are occupied by COVID-19 patients, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. That's it. That's the Wall Street Journal's position. There's also a very strong statement today, which I do want to get to, by Joseph P. Kennedy III, the son of Robert Kennedy, the oldest son of Robert Kennedy, former member of Congress, who just took a completely different approach from his siblings, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Douglas Kennedy, who pushed for the release of Sirhan Sirhan, the murderer who killed Robert Kennedy in 1968. And now, together with most of his siblings, he has eight surviving siblings, Joe Kennedy has demanded that Governor Newsom actually step in and prevent this evil political assassin from getting off his sentence. He was originally condemned to death. Then the legislature briefly eliminated the death penalty in California, so he got life without possibility of parole. And right now there's a move to get him off his sentence. Why? Because he took yoga classes and learned Tai Chi in prison. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up. It's nuts. We will get to that story as well. First up, the China strictly limits hours minors can use video games. here's a coverage from the BBC on what the Chinese authorities are planning on banning. Listen.
Regulators in China have imposed restrictions on online video gaming. They're stopping anybody under the age of 18 from playing more than 3 hours a week. Under-18s have been told they'll only be allowed to access the games between 8 and 9 in the evenings on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays, as well as on public holidays. The authorities in Beijing say they want to protect the physical and mental health of young people.
Okay, you know, this is kind of the, I guess you could call the upside of living in a totalitarian dictatorship, which is you decide, and this apparently is coming from the very top, Xi Jinping is very concerned about video games. The New York Times reports the rules released by the National Press and Publication Administration. Can you imagine they have a National Press and Publication Administration? This is a government bureau that is in charge of all the press and all the publications. Can you imagine if someone tried that in the United States? I don't know, maybe somebody will, but it's a nightmare. Thank God this is one bureaucracy we don't have, a National Press and Publication Administration. Amen. They tightened restrictions from 2019 that had been aimed at what the government said was a growing scourge of online game addiction among school children. Unlike the old rules, players under the age of 18 were limited to no more than 90 minutes of gaming on weekdays. That's a lot. And 3 hours a day on weekends. Parents had complained that was much too generous, and they had been laxly enforced the rules anyway. So the administration has a new rule that sets the permitted gameplay hour from 8 to 9 p.m. on Fridays. After 9 p.m., they turn it off. It's that simple. From 8 to 9 p.m. on Fridays, Saturday and Sundays as well, they can play from 8 to 9 p.m. The government said it would step up inspections to ensure that gaming companies were enforcing the restrictions. Administration said in an online question and answer explanation about the new rules, parents had demanded, quote, further restrictions and reductions in the time provided for minors by gaming services. The new rules also reflect the government's intensifying push for companies to jettison what the Chinese Communist Party says are unhealthy influences, especially among teenagers and children. Some teenage kids just don't listen to their parents' discipline, and this policy can control them. Really? This is really messianic. I mean, if they can control the problem of children not listening to parents' discipline by changing the video game schedule for Chinese youth, Lily Peng, a company worker in Shenzhen in western China, said she and her 10-year-old daughter were less interested in online games than in Douyin, the Chinese equivalent of TikTok, but added that the new limits set a good example. Quote, I think this is the right policy, she said. It amounts to the state taking care of our kids for us. Anybody think that's the right policy for America, really? 1-800-955-1776. Online gaming has been one of the most vibrant and profitable sectors of Chinese internet industry, generating billions in revenue from players who pay to take part in online quests, wars, and adventures. I guess it's better that they're involved in online wars than in real ones. Many parents, the report stated, say their children had big changes in their temper and personality after becoming addicted to games, even as if they had become another person. Is that what's going on about the COVID debate? We will get to that and more on the MedVed Show. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. Yesterday, we talked about a terrific article by Lance Morrow on how we live in the midst of a golden age. He asserts that we live within a golden age of stupidity. And I do think that's right. And I do feel that when you're talking about a golden age of stupidity, it's worthwhile when richly earned to hand out, well, a coveted distinction, one of our periodic Golden Turkey Awards.
bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
Okay, this one is earned with basically a lot of incredibly stupid decisions by a teacher in California whose name is Kristen Pitson. And Kristen Pitson has become sort of an instant celebrity because of posting some videos in the in social media in which she's looking into the camera and giggling like, basically giggling like an 8-year-old. And she has sort of a large glasses and frizzy hair. And Kristen Pitson, in her videos, talks about how she removed the U.S. flag from her classroom in a public school and encouraged students instead to recite the Pledge of Allegiance on behalf of a gay pride banner, the rainbow flag. She shared that video on Twitter and said that her students have options as they recite the Pledge of Allegiance during her third period English class. I always tell my class, she said, stand if you feel like it. Don't stand if you don't feel like it. Say the words if you want. You don't have to say the words, Pitson said in the viral TikTok post. So my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine. But that became an issue since the teacher's classroom did not have a U.S. flag. Why not? She removed it during the pandemic because it made her feel uncomfortable. Now, why would an American flag make you feel uncomfortable during the pandemic? Does an American flag need to be masked? Really? She says, I packed it away and I don't know where and I haven't found it yet. A giggling Pitson then continued. But my kid today goes, hey, it's kind of weird that we just stand and then, you know, we say it to nothing. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I got to find it. Like, I'm working on it. I got ya. This is what some of her TikTok posting sounds like.
My room does not have a flag. It used to be there, but I took it down during COVID because it made me uncomfortable. And I packed it away and I don't know where, and I haven't found it yet. But my kid today goes, hey, it's kind of weird that we just stand and then, you know, we say it to nothing. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I got to find it. Like, I'm working on it. I got you. In the meantime, I tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he, like, looks around and he goes, oh, that one?
And she points to the gay flag that she has posted on the wall. That did not make her feel uncomfortable. The Newport Mesa Unified School District said in a statement over the weekend that one of its teachers was now under investigation for the controversial clip. She, by the way, has a nose ring, highly visible in the clip. Not that, well, I guess it's her choice. Unless she was kidnapped by cannibals at some point and they inserted it. But no, I think it's her choice. Showing respect for our nation's flag is an important value our district instills in our students and is an expectation of our employees, district officials said. We take this matter seriously and are investigating and addressing it. District spokeswoman Annette Franco said we no further information is available at this time. I suspect teaching English may not be the ideal professional choice for Kristen Pitson. And then later, by the way, she emphasized what she just said, it makes me uncomfortable, when she had whispered it. She then posted, after this whole thing erupted, she said that the American flag makes me uncomfortable. I'll never not be awkward, but that's fun for me. Happy Pride, everyone. It's June 1st, the start of Pride Month. Here's what I got going in my classroom. I pledge allegiance to the queers. That's, she also posted. And then she did a 10-second post. The American flag makes me uncomfortable. Okay, look, do I think this is problematic? I think it's problematic. They probably have some regulations in that school district by choice of the parents and the school board, the representatives, and the school itself, to have some respect for the Pledge of Allegiance. And by the way, what she was doing in her classroom is true for everyone in the school. No one is required to either stand for the pledge or to recite the words, but you are required to listen respectfully while others recite it. And no, I don't think it's a thing to recite allegiance to the gay pride flag. And then there's this story, and just this morning in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they report that COVID-19 vaccination rates rose in August after dipping down earlier in the summer. But anti-vaxxers remain a danger, says a column by Laura Clusen. Anti-vaxxers remain a danger, she says, not just to themselves, but to everyone around them. We see the danger in individual anti-vaxxers and in one story after another about their miserable deaths. We see the danger to the population as a whole as the pandemic continues to rage because we haven't reached the vaccination levels that would tamp it down. The damage anti-vaxxers are doing doesn't end with their own personal refusal to be vaccinated, though Dr. Kathleen Toomey, who is the commissioner of the Georgia Department of Public Health, revealed the ways anti-vaxxers are making it hard for other people to be vaccinated if they want to. After Toomey described a vaccination event being shut down by protesters, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Patricia Murphy and George Bluestein reached out to her office for details. Local public health workers, Toomey's office said, have been harassed, yelled at, threatened, and demeaned by some of the very members of the public they were trying to help. And no surprise when members of Congress, she means Georgia's very own Marjorie Taylor Greene, have openly compared public health workers to Nazis. One North Georgia mobile vaccination event was canceled when protesters showed up because, quote, aside from feeling threatened themselves, staff realized no one would want to come to that location for a vaccination under those circumstances. So they packed up and left. Okay. Question.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My fellow Americans, the war in Afghanistan is now over.
President Biden marking the end to the 20-year U.S. war in Afghanistan. The president addressing the nation from the White House, calling it the longest war in American history. As far as the U.S. citizens that are still trapped in Afghanistan, Biden says,
and for those remaining Americans, there is no deadline. We remain committed to get them out if they want to come out.
Americans are losing a ton of money to COVID-related fraud. The FTC saying saying that number comes in at around $545 million since the start of last year. Nearly 589,000 pandemic-related complaints were filed between January 1, 2020 and August 30th of this year. The average American losing nearly $400. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is continuing misunderstanding and competition and dispute about the whole idea of a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate or what people consider to be some kind of deep violation of their personal liberty. And let me go to a couple of the emails that have come in, and there have been a lot of them, but we'll pick two. And the first one is from Nathan in Arlington, Washington. And Nation asks, I have a situation that I wanted to make heard. My daughter is a student and a member of the volleyball team at the Lakewood High School in Arlington, Washington. She has been attending volleyball practice for about a week or so now. We were just notified that due to a member of her team coming down with COVID-19, they were being quarantined for 2 weeks, which wouldn't allow them to attend the first 2 days of school starting next week. I guess that's this week now. Not only is this impacting her learning from missing the beginning of her school year, but we were told that if she were vaccinated, she would be allowed to return. She does not have an online option. She is being forced to fall behind right out of the gate. My daughter is 16 years old, and she has chosen not to get the vaccine yet because she doesn't feel it's necessary for her age group. And all available data supports that. Her mother and I are both vaccinated. How is it that vaccinated children, which we're being told can also be carriers of COVID-19, are being allowed to return to school? If they're somehow safer, why are they still being forced to wear masks? At the very least, this preferential treatment should have been communicated well in advance of the school year so that students could make a decision for themselves with adequate time to do something about it. Now my daughter can't even decide to go get vaccinated. She is being singled out and discriminated against. Okay. I understand this is obviously a very frustrating situation, and it's a terrible situation, except for the fact that it has one very easy solution. You know, you can go now into drugstores anywhere and get yourself vaccinated. By the way, you can get your... They really are making it available for people who are of age or people who have a compromised immune system for any reason, or that you can go ahead and get your third vaccine now, which makes you a bit safer. And part of what you talked about here, Nathan, is a very intelligent letter, and I feel for you. If I were you, I would do everything I could to encourage your daughter to curb this situation and get the vaccine. And here's the point. You say, my daughter, 16, has chosen not to get the vaccine yet because she doesn't feel it's necessary for her age group. It may not be necessary, but it's certainly helpful. And that's the point. She says that vaccinated children can also be carriers of COVID-19, but they're much less likely to be carriers of COVID-19. I mean, by a very impressive factor. They're unlikely to be carriers anyway at age 16, because and unlikely to get a serious case of the disease. But that likelihood is greatly reduced. And what's the point of resisting it? And when I say resisting it, what's the point of not choosing it? Because I don't think there's any question at all, if you look at any of the studies, that the benefits of getting a vaccine greatly, greatly outnumber the risks. It doesn't absolutely protect you. There are breakthrough cases. But if you take a look at the number of people, and I've talked to all kinds of medical authorities, and you can find out the material, the chances of getting COVID at all are greatly reduced. The chances of getting serious hospitalization-style COVID are reduced even more dramatically. They're put way, way down. Here's another email that came in on a similar subject. It's from James in Washington State. He says, it's not about vaccines. It's about being forced to get one. Vaccines can be good, but there are many reasons why someone might choose not to get one, and those choices are just as valid. Has anyone claiming a pro-abortion argument? They're just as valid as anyone claiming a pro-abortion argument. I don't understand what the abortion analogy is here at all, because you see the idea about people getting vaccines, nobody is talking about a governmental piece of legislation would say you must go out and get a vaccine. What people are talking about are policies that would be instituted by either private companies or government agencies about your participation in that government agency. In other words, a school is a government agency. And if unless it is a private school, then it's up to the private school to decide. But if somebody wants to make the entirely reasonable idea that, hey, if you want to go to our school, we don't just care about the students who are vaccinated, we care about the students who aren't. And also the students who aren't increase the risk for the students who are. And because you can have breakthrough cases. So this idea that it's all about your body, James says, when the state and employers make it a condition of employment and daily activity, especially when they do not recognize the benefits of natural T cells and B cells gained from recovering from COVID, as millions of Americans have, it smacks of control. It is not about actual public well-being at this point, except for the fact that the statistics and the studies and all of the research shows that, again, vaccinations are not perfect. They are not an absolute protection, but they definitely reduce the chances of getting a serious case of COVID-19. Look, I was talking about this with somebody else who's very vaccine hesitant. And this is similar to rules that were imposed about in various states and various localities about secondhand smoke. Is you can say, well, you have no right to stop me from not smoking, but you have a perfect right to stop someone from not smoking when they come into your place of business. And why? Because you're assuming the risk yourself of smoking. It's stupid, it's destructive, but you assume that risk. Okay, but you are imposing risk on somebody else if you come into close contact with them. And when you are going to a restaurant, or when you're going to a concert, or when you're going to a play or to an athletic event, she was on the volleyball team, this girl, you're in close contact with other people. And you are significantly increasing their chances of getting infected with this COVID vaccine. I honestly do not understand any of this. This thing in what's going on in Georgia, where they talk about anti-vaxxers actually taking matters into their own hands and trying to shut down vaccine installations. Why would anyone want to do that? And by the way, if you'd like to answer that, try. What sense does it make? They closed down. They had a vaccine set up in Dodger Stadium when you were coming out of the stadium in Los Angeles. And they basically were shut down by anti-vaxxers. Why do you do that? It's a bizarre situation. I'll tell you another bizarre situation. When somebody, very much admired pop star, says that it is only because of her own success that she realized that it was possible for a woman of color to become a pop star. Olivia Rodrigo knows the impact she has on fans of color, revealing in a new Q&A that she herself once believed that only white girls could be recognized as true pop stars. Is that the case? Well, we have an answer on that coming up on the MedVed Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, this is from page 6 of the New York Post, and it's pretty remarkable. And partially it's about a very young star who's very talented and seems like a nice, well-intentioned person, and good luck to her. Her name is Olivia Rodrigo. The piece in the New York Post says, Olivia Rodrigo knows the impact she has on fans of color, revealing in a new Q&A that she herself once believed only white girls could be recognized as true pop stars. When Saturday Night Live star Bowen Yang asked the brutal singer how her Filipino-American background factors into how she approaches her career, she said, it's something incredible to think about. I sometimes get messages from DMs from little girls being like, I've never seen someone who looked like me in your position. And I'm literally going to cry, like, just thinking about it, said Rodrigo, 18, in the V magazine feature. I feel like I grew up never seeing that. Also, it was always like, pop star, that's got to be a white girl. Okay. Somebody did the difficult research. It wasn't me originally. But checking out the year that she was born. And the idea that until she broke through, first of all, this whole idea about her being a woman of color, I haven't met her. But if you take a look at the photos, you wouldn't know that unless she told you. And she is described everywhere as Filipino-American. It's true. Her father had Filipino background. Here is the actual story, and it's really worth remembering, and nobody points this out. It wasn't her father who came to the United States from the Philippines. It wasn't her grandfather. It was her great-great-grandfather who came to the United States, her paternal great-grandfather. Let me not exaggerate it. So we're talking about four generations here in America. Her mother is not a woman of color. Her mother is of German and Irish ancestry. But I guess that's just not exotic enough. In any event, going back to 2003, which is the year that she was born, these were some of the biggest Billboard hits of 2003. And listen, see if you notice that there are any stars of color who are included on this list. Listen.
Go ahead on, break them off with a little preview. Come and look at the praise right now, your love. Come and look at the praise right now. Come and look at the praise right now, your love. Come and look at the praise right now. listeners of the remix. Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool.
And I better shake that thing, yeah. Da 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 da. Jody and Rebecca, woman, oh, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep singing it.
Okay, really? And she never thought with those were the leading stars that you had to be white to be a pop star? In 2003, the year she was born, take a look at the top 20 Billboard vocalists, female singers, top 20. Of the top 20, you know how many were white? They really dominated. One. Natasha Bedingfield, who I don't even know. The rest included Nelly Furtado, Shakira, Beyonce, Mary J. Blige, Rihanna, Cassie and Pussycat Dolls lead singer Nicole Scherzinger. They were all minorities and all prominent in that list. It does put something in perspective, just a little bit, don't you think? And then just going back to more about the vaccination struggle, if you will, there's this story which is upsetting to me because it's an organization that I know and value, but Daniel Darling, who is an evangelical author, and I know briefly a little bit by reputation, certainly, he was the spokesperson officially for the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters. I've actually spoken to National Religious Broadcasters, even given an award by them one year. But he did an op-ed in USA Today and then did a segment on MSNBC about it. And in the segment, he was trying to make the case that as a matter of faith, people should get vaccinated. He was fired from his position without severance pay of any kind, just fired, when he refused to sign a statement saying his pro-vaccine messaging amounted to insubordination. So, in other words, the National Religious Broadcasting are saying that somehow you're risking your job if you're advocating for vaccines? In a statement, Darling said he was sad and disappointed that his time at NRB had come to a close. He joined NRB as its senior vice president of communications in April of last year after a six-year stint as the vice president for communications for Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. NRB, which is the largest association of Christian communicators, has more than 1,100 members working in Christian radio, TV, and other media. In the aftermath of Darling's firing, some evangelicals raised concerns that NRB was defying its own stances around free speech and anti-censorship, or that it was aligning with conservative radio pundits at the expense of an evangelical leader like Darling. Look, of all the fights that we don't need, and that helps nothing in this country, the fight over vaccinations would be near the very, very top. It is idiotic. I think history will look back on this and the idea of people losing their careers over advocating for vaccines as bizarre. Truly bizarre. I'll tell you what else is bizarre is the whole pandemic, this whole experience. And they've tried to make some movies about it. The first really good movie about a pandemic has come from BBC Films. It's a British import. It's surely one of the better movies of the year. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Acclaimed actors James McAvoy and Sharon Horgan play a British couple struggling to keep their relationship alive in the face of a pandemic and a lockdown in the riveting drama Together, now playing in theaters.
They've just announced the lockdown.
We're getting through it. I don't want to go back to normal.
And this remarkable film is far better than normal. With two superb performers seemingly trapped in their own kitchen over the course of more than a year and oscillating wildly between expressed hatred for one another and deep abiding love. With just two characters addressing the audience as if we were a visitor in their home, director Stephen Daldry, who previously created Billy Elliot, The Hours, and episodes of The Crown, avoids any hint of claustrophobia or gimmickry. It's rated R for loads of harsh language and vivid descriptions of death and suffering, but it's ultimately a profoundly uplifting film and probably one of the best of this year. 4 stars for Together. And there's only two characters. They have a little son that you meet in the film, but he doesn't have any lines of dialogue. It's an amazing achievement because it not only makes you feel as if you know these people and know them really well as it goes through months and months and months, though the film is just normal length, about an hour and a half. It goes through a period of time in during the pandemic and the lockdowns and trying to cope with it. And then that guilty question people had at the beginning of vaccines. Can you cheat to get ahead of line in getting a vaccine? It's a fine film. And because you not only feel like you know the characters, you actually come to care about them. There is a new video that shows a Black Hawk helicopter being flown by our new partners in the Taliban. And there's a guy who's dangling right below the helicopter. Is this the kinder, gentler Taliban we have all been hearing about? And then there's a story about a homeless man who managed to breach security at L.A. airport and to board a plane early this last Sunday morning. What does this show? Well, actually, lots, but we will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.